I'm joined on the phone right now by Barry Manilow. Mr. Manilow, it's Anderson Cooper. Can you hear me?
Anderson, really, you know, I would love to give you a wisecrack, but it's such a shame that this is happening. It took so much work for so many people to put this show together. It really, it just is so disappointing.
Well, Barry, to me, the shame is you were on the verge of singing "I Made It Through the Rain,"
and
it was going to be one of those iconic, like Diana Ross singing in the rain in Central Park, and I was so ready for that, Barry.
Oh, really? So was I.
I
they just came in and just cut us off and threw us off the stage because. They were afraid of lightning. It was getting very dangerous out there.
So. Yeah. Did you know this was coming when you were on the stage?
No.
No, you didn't.
No. Well, you know, when I was in the wings, I saw it start to drizzle, but I had no idea it was going this far. And my music director, Ron, give me a chord. I made it through the rain. I kept my world protected. I made it through the rain. I kept my point of view. I made it through the rain. I found myself respected by the others who got rained on too. I made it through. Well, maybe one of these days we can do this again, and it won't rain.
Barry Manilow, you just made our week. I mean, that was awesome. By the way, do you have a musical director just standing by at all times in your life?
Well, we're all huddled in our dressing room, and we have a piano there, so it was easy. Thanks for asking us. I was so looking forward to singing it, and now I just did.
I'm so glad. But you were so great on stage. You started with Copacabana, with classic, of course, New York-based song. You moved into Mandy. I mean...
Oh, please. I had this long medley of all the hits.
I know. They
really,
were all coming. I could tell.
I was so excited to do it. Yeah, I was so excited to do it. Oh, I'm so disappointed.
You know what? I mean, what you just did, I'm so glad you actually did it. Because, I mean, you know, there's some talk now that they may... try to bring the show back on, even if an audience isn't there. Have you heard that?
Well, I've been hearing both ways. We're ready to go. Whatever happens, we're ready to go.
Okay, now here's the question. Would you start, if they brought it back, would you start with Copa again, or would you just go from right where you left off with Mandy and just bring in the other hits?
I don't know. I'll tell you what it feels like when we get up there. You know, I've got so many songs. I could take care of the whole night.
You got too many hits, Barry Manilow. You have too many hits.
Too many. I know you're right. The Jewish guilt is kicking in. Stop.
No, it would be a Shonda. Don't let that happen. listen, hey, I actually once went to a concert. It's a long story, but Prince was playing in a hotel room, the Gansevoort Hotel. I don't know why I was invited, but I was. And on the stage, he kept saying, because it got later and later in the night, and he kept saying, I got too many hits. I got too many hits. So that's what I say to you, Barry Manilow. You have too many hits. You've recorded.
Can't be enough hits.
I'm looking at the record here. You've recorded and released 51 top 40 singles on the Adult Contemporary chart. 13 of them hit number one. 28 appeared within the top 10. 36 in the top 20, and you are still going. I mean, you are ageless and timeless.
I'm just getting started, Anderson.
And so was this the first, have you been performing at all? Is this the first time you were able to be on a stage?
Yes, this was the first, first of all, not only as performing, but to get together with the band, and my group and my crew, and this was a wonderful, wonderful experience up until this rain hit. So we hadn't performed in a year and a half.
Wow.
We were so excited to do this.
Were you nervous at all? I mean, obviously, you know, people were vaccinated in the audience, but still, you know, it's obviously the first time back on stage after this Michigas.
Yeah, no, I was not nervous. I trust that everybody. Well, first of all, they wouldn't even let us in the park without making sure that everybody was vaccinated, and we must have taken 3 tests in 5 days. So I felt very safe about that, and I felt very safe about the whole event. It was so well put together, too. Honestly, it's such a shame that this happened. It was so. You know, I went to the men's room, and it was, you could eat off the floor. It was so clean. They took care of everything.
I don't recommend that, Barry.
I know. But you know what I mean? They were so together. They were so together.
Yeah.
You know, it really is a shame that I hope, you know, I would love for them to do it again, but it's such an incredibly difficult event.
Barry, I got to ask you a question that's been on my mind really for a long time, since I first heard Copacabana, and
yeah.
I'm embarrassed to ask you this, especially publicly. Is it music and fashion were always the passion, or is it music and passion were always in fashion?
Yes. Well, music and passion were always the fashion.
Thank you. You know what? This has been debated. You would not believe how many times I brought this up with people and wondered, and now it's been answered.
Okay, Anderson, if that means a lot to you, okay.
Let me just ask you if I could, because I don't know if you're stuck there. I'm enjoying talking to you. So please, if you got to go, just, you know, just give me a hint or something. Just say like,
no,
wow,
not
okay.
At all. This is such fun.
Okay.
Really, it's such fun on a terrible night.
I know.
Really.
So are you in a trailer right now with your team and a piano?
We are next door to Patti Smith. What is it, Patti? Yeah, Patti Smith and Elvis Costello. And I think there's a couple of more people in this particular trailer.
I guarantee Patti Smith and Elvis Costello are not having as much fun as you are having in your trailer.
Well, that's because of you.
Well, I don't know about that. Actually, Barry, I do not. Elvis Costello may have been the first concert I ever went to for his Armed Forces album. It was either that or Grandmaster Flash or the Furious Five, because at the time they had their
talented
song White Line,
which was very popular. Talented guy. I love what he did with Burt Bacharach. That album, I play
totally.
It all the time. He's
But
wonderful.
I mean, your career has been so extraordinary. I mean, you think what you got through. I actually now have your set list for what you were going to play. You got through Copa. Mm-hmm. You did Mandy. It was going to be I Can't Smile Without You. Even now, weekend in New England, ready to take a chance again. Looks like we made it. Daybreak, this one's for you. And I write the songs. And then I made it through the rain.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It would have been great.
You're going to, you know what, if you're able to stay tonight, and I think they're going to do this concert, I think they're going to start it at 10 o'clock. That's the word that's floating around. I certainly hope that's the case.
Well, if it stops raining, we're there.
Yeah. What if it's no lightning or thunder, but rain? Would you still go for it?
I'll go whatever they want.
Wow.
Really, sure.
You're a trooper.
We're all, the only big problem is if it keeps raining, the electricity, the band, all the machinery that's outside, you know, in the
right.
rain. I just don't, I can't, you know, I've been down this road so many times in other venues, and when it does rain like this, they can't do it. They can't plug anything in. They all, you know, it's dangerous.
Yeah. Well, I could see an acoustic Barry Manilow tonight. I think the audience, I'd go for that.
Well, let's see what happens. I do hope they can bring us all back, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, listen, Barry Manilow, I don't want to keep you because I'm sure you got more important things to do than the,
You're too much. Thanks for asking me to do this, man. Thank you.
It is such a joy. Is there anything you want to sing us out with? I know I'm pushing it. I know I'm pushing it.
All right, give me a TV. I'm A flat. You know I can't smile without you. Can't smile without you. If you only knew what I'm going through, I just can't smile without you. and such good voice, too.
Man, Barry Manilow, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Anderson.
You made our night. Thank you. And I hope
okay.
you get back
bye
on stage.
Bye-bye, everybody.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
thanks, Barry.
Everybody.
Wow.